Welcome to the playbook. I'm Dave Belzer here at Fanatics Fest. And guess what? We got two recovery lawyers. What the heck are we doing here for the playbook? I will tell you what made my sports career was our shared experience in law school. And I have Carrie Trabue here with me. She's the founder and CEO of Lawsphere. Welcome, Carrie, to the playbook.
David, it's so good to see you. It's been a minute. Yeah.
It's amazing how life is like a trolley. People go hop on, not to use a New Orleans pun, but on and off. You and I went to law school together. We had 25-year careers that varied. And you now have ended up where I started in the legal sphere world. Lawsphere.
Yeah.
And I started my career, walked away from being an oil and gas litigator to fill a hole that I saw in the law. And I got so excited when I found out what you're doing, because you're doing the exact same thing. I had the backing of a really big company. You're doing it on your own and building a future empire on your own. What was it that you saw that motivated you, inspired you to take this more difficult route than your 25-year legal career?
Well, I think that when you reach our age, we won't say what age
you're
that
younger.
Is. Yeah.
Not my age.
Okay, maybe 2 years younger. But you reach that point in your life where you've done all the things you're supposed to do, like get married, buy a house, have kids. So suddenly your life becomes about purpose. And it's not about achieving these, you know, goals that we're told we're supposed to achieve. Yeah. So I feel like that's what the midlife crisis is for a lot of people. They start going, what am I doing here? What's next? I've already achieved all these things. And for me, I really have gotten to a place in my life where I really care about leaving a mark and making a difference. And after 25 years of doing legal recruiting, I sat there and I listened to all these lawyers and I've heard their complaints, their concerns, their hopes, their dreams. And I wanted to help. And other than just getting them a new job, I wanted to really make a positive contribution to this industry that has been so important to me. And so there's a mantra that I live by. It's actually a quote by Albert Einstein.
My favorite.
Yeah. And that is, seek not to be successful, but seek instead to provide value. And so as a legal recruiter, I feel like that is a particular profession that gets really beat up on. And we hear a lot of negative things. And that's because it seems very transactional. And I am somebody who's all about long-term relationships. And so I was looking for a way to provide value. And that's how I thought of this idea to create this online community for lawyers. And then ironically, I like to say God has been playing chess with my life. And that is, I was reconnected almost immediately at that same time with a guy who I placed in a job at USAA 20 years ago. And he had stopped practicing law and had become the CEO of the number one online community for bankers. And so that company, number one destination for bankers, over 9,000 different financial institutions, 75,000 plus bankers. I saw what he had done, and that's when the light bulb came on. I went to him and I said, you need to be my co-founder. And so I was really lucky that he is my co-founder. So I've got someone who has an expertise of building online communities. So,
And providing value, we have to determine what's working today and what's not working today. We know what was working for you. What was it?
It's that desire to have to build those long term relationships, and I felt like as the legal recruiting profession is changing, it's becoming increasingly transactional, and I really hungered to go back to where I started. And one of my gifts is developing, you know, client relationships, long term relationships, and so this has been an opportunity to not just do that through the platform, but to show others how it's done through the platform. And that's one of the great things about Lawsphere, is it's there to show you and help you build your brand and build those relationships.
And it's so important to have those relationships, because in relationships lies options, opportunities, and touch. Your community is a bunch of people who want to help each other, know people that help each other, but there's a lot of mental exercises that are needed. How much more than just a community? You're really creating a consciousness within the law sphere to help people get more about that.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the great things about our platform is the ability to create groups. And one of the big issues with lawyers is mental health and addiction. And so as we designed the platform, we actually contemplated the ability to even do an AA meeting on the platform.
Wow.
So you can create a private group and you can show up anonymously. So there is that ability. So we really do have that focus of like mental health care, giving back and providing resources on the platform to serve the things that maybe we don't like to talk about, but are really important to take care of in our profession. So.
And to build a two-sided marketplace is difficult and expensive. What have been some of the challenges for those people out there that are trying to build their own community, their own two-sided marketplace to develop whatever it is they want to fulfill themselves and others in their journey?
Well, there's lots of challenges. Unfortunately, probably more for women than for men. If you know anything about fundraising, So
that's why I created Meltzer Fund.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a challenge. But I mean, I think it really comes down to, you know, knowing your customer. And again, it goes back to relationships, spending time with people and learning what they really want and then delivering that. And so we understood that there were entire communities of lawyers that were not being served at all, but were dramatically underserved. And there's some crazy statistic, like 9 out of 10 in-house lawyers are not a member of any group because their companies won't pay for us. So one of the features of LawSphere is all in-house lawyers are free. But that also provides a place where these law firm lawyers who want to get business at these in-house lawyers now have a reason to be on the platform. So, and then we also, as far as the vendor marketplace, we look at the lawyer holistically. So it's not just, you know, expert witnesses, court reporters, legal technology companies. It's also things like elder care, child care, you know, any private wealth management, private banking. So whatever it is that will help a lawyer be successful in their life and in their career. So we've looked at it holistically.
You know, I've been helping women and women of color in the entrepreneur space for years. Built Meltzer & Bundy on the premise that I believe less than 2% of women are London capitalized. And they're better investments. And that's proven. We have enough data that a woman and a woman of color are much more successful and a better investment. You're out there right now getting investment. What are some of the non-intentional, non-apparent challenges that women face today when they're raising money? You know, I know transparently, and the math can't be true if it wasn't for some inherent biases that are unintentional almost all the time, I believe. But we need to unlearn some things and change something.
Well, it's really interesting because when I go to the table with my dad and have a conversation, there's all this in-depth analysis about the pros and cons, and they really want to get to the nitty-gritty about the investment. I've watched my guy friends get investments, and then you hear, well, my buddy told me I should invest. There is no analysis. It's the buddy factor. Well, my buddy said this is the hot investment. Women don't do that. And we don't get the benefit of that like guys do. And so literally that first thing is that, you know, my buddy told me this is a great investment. You trust your buddy. That's the number one thing. Then there's just sort of the, being a blonde. I think there's a little bit of
change that.
True. But I think there's a bit of like the negative connotation, thinking maybe you're not as smart, you know, or maybe you're too high maintenance. You're not going to hustle. Let me tell you, nobody hustles harder than I do. I mean, I
know that for a fact.
There's that. Of course, there's the sexual part, right? There's that. And I got to tell you, this one blew me away. I approached a wealth management guy about investment. He was going to do the investment. And then he said to me, I'll do it, but you have to move your money. And I was just like, That was a new one. And I said, no, thank you. You just showed me who you are, and you're not someone I want to be part of my investors. Yeah.
Having character is expensive.
It is.
It is. But in the long run, it's the best investment that you can make. Now, what stage is the business at today? At LawSphere, how many members? What's the next step?
So we just went fully live, and we're in the process of doing our launch. So one of the things we're doing is we're creating a sports law group, which is one of the reasons why we're here today. We put together a group of over 2,000 sports lawyers, the general counsels of the NFL, MLB, NBA, all the lawyers for all the teams, players' associations, any agents that are also attorneys. They're inviting all of those to be part of the sports law group on the platform. And then we're doing an event with you. So we're excited to do that and get that group going and doing other events in relation to that group. And we're going to use that as a case study to show how the platform works and how you can build your brand on the platform.
Yeah, I also talked to one of our other friends from Tulane Law School, Mike Tannenbaum, who is going to support us and come to our events as well. So the amazing Mike Tannenbaum, former GM of the Jets, ESPN's insider. There's so many great lawyers out there and so many things that they could do if they create a consciousness, a collective, in order to do that. Now, on the other side of it, the business side, there is a component of membership of people that can make money. Where is the money derived from the members of it?
Yeah, so the business development aspect is law firms and or vendors can subscribe to the platform. And through that subscription, they get access to the platform via the ability to create live and virtual events to get analytics that tell them who's looking at their product or service, where they are in the buying process. And we can continuously feed them things as far as marketing leads, but they're first party verified. It's not sort of intent. It's like literally these people are talking about, if you're an M&A lawyer, they're talking about M&A and they're looking at your stuff. So it's really valuable data that we can provide. And so the ability to convert, you know, the fact that these lawyers are looking at your stuff, as opposed to spending millions of dollars taking people to dinner and sponsored events that oftentimes goes nowhere, you would actually be talking to people who are genuinely interested in what you either, you know, the product or service that you provide.
How important is content with the group? Is there a portal of content? How are we going to use content within the boss deal?
Yeah, so you can post on a multi times throughout the day to help build your brand. Any post you make gets posted to your personal profile. You could actually build out and add badges. Like if you're a member of Chambers Partners or, you know, Best Lawyer, you can actually demonstrate this. And you can, if you do a webinar, you can actually have that on the platform. You can store it there too. Invite people, you could reuse it. You can do white papers. You can actually, there are different opportunities to advertise, although we're kind of not heavy on that because we know lawyers don't really want that. So, but there are lots of opportunities literally on a daily basis about any topic. You can actually create a group like we're doing with sports lawyers. So if you're an expert on, say, oil and gas or tax law, you could create a group and invite people who you think might be potentially interested and regularly be posting and providing content and storing things in that group for that group.
Everything I do has a charitable purpose or a cause. I know you also are extremely philanthropic. What are some of the philanthropic things that can be done in this community?
Well, honestly, starting with the mental health and addiction, I mean, any kind of philanthropy that you have, you can create a group on the platform and you can use that to say, sort of like a GoFundMe. If you wanted to say, you know, we have a cause that we're interested in. We have a gala for a charity. We want to use this platform to invite people to it. For lawyers, a lot of the issues are like access to justice, right? So we expect to have those kinds of things on the platform. I mean, then on a personal level, as you know, because you wrote a quote for my book jacket, my memoir that I published a couple years ago, in conjunction with that, I started a foundation, which is the Blooming Foundation. And the focus of the Blooming Foundation is particularly to help women, particularly single moms, The idea is to give people a hand up instead of a handout and even just a day off. So that is my passion, being a single mom. And so I'm always looking for ways to, you know, grow that foundation and continue to give back.
It's really important to me as a son of a single mom and a hero journey of a single mom. My mom recently passed. Now, where can people sign up, whether you're a vendor, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're someone that wants to be in the spheres of influence of LawSphere, where's the best place today they can join?
Yeah, they can just go to lawsphere.com, and that's LawSphere.com. So we already have about 500,000 lawyers preloaded to the platform. They can literally go and claim their profile. So it's super easy. And if for some reason you're not on there, then you request an invite once we verify that you're a lawyer or you're somebody who's a vendor. We were not quite ready to load those people on. We will, you know, put you up on the list and send you an invite as soon as we're ready to get you on the platform.
And when's your next event?
It is literally, we don't have a date set,
okay. But
it's probably the next 2 weeks.
Coming up soon, come join me and Carrie with LawSphere. Go to LawSphere.com. We're here at Fanatics Fest. Two amazing sports fans and lawyers. We're creating a collective consciousness, a community of people there to help one another, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Join me and join LawSphere. I'm David Meltzer here with Entrepreneurs to Play.